A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 23. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be one left here, one stone upon another, that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of creation, that God created until now and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, even if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Arthur Boone, St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Ridley Park, Pennsylvania.
Christ Jesus left the temple in Jerusalem for the last time on Tuesday of Holy Week. He was just days from accomplishing his salvation mission. The end was drawing near. The end of Christ's state of humiliation. The end of his carrying the weight of the sins of the world. The end of his vicariously satisfying the divine justice by his perfect obedience and his atoning sacrifice. Though his disciples were not fully aware of the coming Good Friday event, Jesus did know what awaited him. He knew that he was going to suffer the full weight of God's wrath and that all sinful humanity deserves. He knew that his mission of saving the world from its sins was going to be completed by his words, "It is finished." He also knew that on the third day he was going to victoriously exit his tomb in his resurrected human body, having defeated sin, death, and the devil. Now, as he and his disciples exit the great temple in Jerusalem, one of the men comments, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and wonderful buildings." Jesus took that observation as an opportunity to teach them about things to come and about how they could be prepared for those impending events. Christ's disciples were to continue the mission of heralding the message of Christ's victory over sin, death, and Satan that he would win by giving his life on the cross of Calvary. Their participation and the participation of the future church in that mission would be summarized in the Great Commission which the resurrected Christ would give them just before his ascension, going, make disciples of all nations by baptizing and by teaching. Therefore, Jesus wanted both disciples and his church in general to be prepared for the challenge, the trials, the resistance, and the persecution that awaited them, and with which even we, his church today, are confronted as we serve in our various vocations as witnesses to the gospel truth. After Jesus responded to the comment about the glorious stones of the temple by saying that the temple would be destroyed completely, he and his followers withdrew from the city for the night and retreated to the Mount of Olives opposite the temple. Four of his disciples asked him privately for an explanation as to when these things would occur and what would be the sign that these things were about to be accomplished. Jesus began his explanation by warning them of false prophets and teachers that would come in his name, some even claiming to be the anointed Savior. He warned them of coming wars and rumors of wars, of earthquakes and famines that lie ahead. And he said that these things were only the beginning of birth pains. Be on guard, he continued, and he proceeded to caution them of the persecution that awaited them. This harassment would happen for a reason, to create unique opportunities for the disciples to bear inspired witness of Christ before the governing authorities. To calm their anxieties, the Lord told them that the Holy Spirit would give them the words to speak in their defense. The coming years preceding and including the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple by the Roman powers in 70 AD would be brutal and trying, and Jesus was preparing his disciples for those difficult times. The Lord ends this part of his discourse with the words, "Be on guard. I have told you these things beforehand." This message of Christ is also to prepare us for the difficulties facing the church as we head towards the end of this era. Christ Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead and to finally usher in his new earth and heaven, freed from sin and its consequences. We, the Church of Christ Jesus, today are facing difficult times. The world is becoming more and more secularized, more and more anti-Christian. Christians are being persecuted not only in the Middle East, but around the globe, even here in the United States. Biblical morality is being opposed and even rejected by a large portion of our society. Many of our civil leaders, even some who publicly claim to be Christian, criticize Christianity and applaud anti-Christian convictions. We can be sure that persecution of Christians will increase until Christ returns in glory. "Be on guard," said Jesus, "I have told you all things beforehand." We Christians will triumph as we hold fast to everything God has told us beforehand, not only to his warnings about the difficulties facing the church, but especially to the promise of the redemption accomplished already by Christ our Savior. We have the solid rock of the assurance that our salvation has been achieved by Christ's perfect obedience unto death, even his death on the cross. His glorious resurrection on the third day is proof of his victory over sin, death, and Satan for us sinners. So we keep declaring that good news so that other sinners be brought into the fellowship of Christ's church, where they will find peace with God through the forgiveness of sins and nourishment for their saving faith in the proclamation of the gospel and in the sacraments of holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God bless you all. Amen.
We thank Pastor Arthur Boone for our meditation on God's Word.